He recognized the presence of a lost people who had died. He thanked him. He picked his cup of the cup of the God. And he also recognized the service of God.
Where errors have been made in religious
few misdirected, we know of misdirected, that have remained since those scriptures made the Bible to us. The three enemies and us are drawing them through the community, Christian community, and Muslim community have made great progress in spite of the corruption.
You are living a contradiction. hospital is ready for that patient. Who's going to take care of us when we can't take care of ourselves? The executive people will do that. So the smallest amount of service is good. Unconsciously. But then we're putting in a lot of work with them. We need it. We are also making contributions to people in common. But the better way to do it is to do it perfectly. So once you keep yourself in good position so that you don't be a burden on others, do not only in your own way, but in the making of others, so your own colony is so dirty, your parents are so dirty, your children, your grandchildren will suffer the conflict that they can't receive in your personal life. So in any case, examining our purposes based on our mind's eye, our relationship and current truth and our current state, the humanity, and the whole humanity, we are in that situation to do good for ourselves and to do good for others. And our deeds are much more valuable. Thank you, my and much more valuable in the eyes of God. The one who is living, living in the world, we know that. And we know that the only human effort, only individual, and only human, is indeed a simple way to bring all of the good things, all of the good forces to work together for the benefit of each and every one of us. We know that the whole effort is an easy way and a fair way to get yourself everywhere for everybody. We know it. And I believe that excellence is very powerful for all people, whether we belong to one another or another. Our Lord, the one God, brought us the most excellent in ourselves in the matter. Our prophet said, and I'm reading this now, that if the attitude were a testament to that point, our scripture, God said that we have a destiny brought out on God for all people. The prophet said, the destiny is the one who is most useful to mankind. The destiny is the one who is most useful to mankind. Now, if we can understand what Allah says, so he says, destiny, you are destiny. You are destiny. Brought out for the good of all people, for the good of mankind. We certainly can have it out when we put the sign of that for the prophet himself, because the prophet has been raised up, or the prophet has initially raised up, taught to help us understand what God is doing for that. He is the one who gives us the first commentary on the prophet, the first lesson in understanding the prophet, the prophet himself. His life is that assistance to us for us to understand and have the best commentary on the Quran, the best explanation of the Quran in our whole book. So when the prophet says the best of you is hierarchy, hierarchy, and then from that, the best of you include death, birth, the people are all people with his deeds, with his domain, with his effort, with his resources. That's how we see birth. Now, we thought something ideology that nations really need that expertise. The coming of God. What has changed? The God theory is back. The God theory is here. The God theory is. They have changed. They were new. They survived. So looking also at our benefits that we have achieved. From individuals and from nations. If we would look at the benefit of wealth and service that we have, that we enjoy in the nation, not just this nation, but all the nations of the world. Even Germany, even Lakeside. What the Bible to what the Bible is all credit for the whole person in the world. God fears your kindness is the answer to the direct answer. God fears your kindness. When we look at the great progress that was made for the world, by that revival of interest in knowledge and science brought 1400 years ago, by a couple of philosophical family like Thomas and a scholar that developed other men, other society that was teaching our father. When we look at that great progress that was brought on for the science, mathematics, medicine, astronomy, etc., we must talk to the Quran, to the Bible, and we must talk to the Prophet of God, the last Prophet of God, as his head of God, the head of God. Western conservatism does not deny that it was not reliable, it was unreliable in time, that sought interest in the West. And what about that revival called the Renaissance of America? That took them to Europe, bringing Europe out of dark ages, out of its slumber, legend, slumber. To make great strides, the progress humans to build today, the West and the Earth, advanced nations, our group of nations, in science, in knowledge, our knowledge, and in science, also have now technology. But who can say on the peace will be their rescue? A distant nation? How is it? No, religion. And this is very important to us. But I have not time to wish trouble to you without really lacking our relationship. I will present trouble to you with a strong, rational foundation. There is proof, real proof, for what I'm going to say today. So I beg of you that if you are any nation, are any group, a business group, an educational group, let us understand the group, an entertainment group. If you do well, let your purpose, the purpose God created for you, if you recognize that there is a law created that responsible for everything that exists, and not only responsible for everything that exists, but responsible for the good performance of everything that exists. Don't you know how much you have come down if you have not completed well? Nothing that we have is not to fall down well if you have not completed it well. And that's not to create well. And that's why God says, He is the one who created. And there are the great guidance. The one who created crossed into His creation the diet for our creation. Now, if you are a student of knowledge, are people that are hungry, are in their lives. Take the particular thing that you said. And consider the knowledge that you've given in your faith come out of that particular thing that you said. The knowledge of how to improve human life is already brought into, designed into, the creation of the person, the power to express himself or herself. that support us. This is the way we live at God. We have been sitting around and been living. Having over that day, we're offering emotional appreciation for God. We have to have a natural appreciation for God. We have to have a scientific appreciation for God. As we know that that can take time, if that can take over in the action of every people, we will get up on that bottom and rise constantly until we can compete, until we rise to the victory and compete with us.
Thank you. is the fulfillment of it, the completion of it. So he saw not as a part of prophecy, but he comes to fulfill the whole prophecy, the whole prophecy, and to make the whole prophecy work well for the whole humanity, not the part of humanity, but the whole humanity. So the uniqueness of that particular human being, that particular human being comes with the word of God, but not by himself. He comes with the word of God, he does not do that by himself. With the word of God, he comes, and he's able to give birth to a whole new order of society that we call the local society. And in spite of all this, by other ideologies, to uproot, to destroy, to wipe out, the silence, the voice of the Quran, the voice of Islam, Islam still practices. Islam has not lost. Really, Islam has not lost ground. Islam has gained ground. I tell you that nothing is written to Islam. I tell you that a hope that you would have more faith in yourself. But why did the scripture call us to many prophets like Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, speaking upon the prophets? So that we will be able to have faith in the God of the prophets, who is also the God of us. So that we have the faith
Thank you. I got something for you.